astronaut Chuck Baker had all the right stuff.
Throttling down now.
But on a routine mission to explore a distant planet, he was prepared for anything. Except this.
I can breathe. I found the alien.
I'm not the alien here. You are.
What?
What?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, here's the deal. When I saw the trailers for Planet 51, I said to myself, this has a real Space Chimps feel about it. And the movie delivers just that, a poor to mediocre sci-fi cartoon. But the kids should like it. The story turns 50s paranoia on its ear when an American astronaut lands on an alien world and becomes the hunted monster. The voice cast is loaded with celebrity names, which is usually a bad sign for an animated film. The story stumbles around the forced humor and a ridiculous plot. But while I was rolling my eyes, my kids seemed to have a blast, so it's good for them. In short, Planet 51 is a child's CGI version of It's Got a Beat and You Can Dance to It. Planet 51 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.